Ukraine Matters. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The words of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a message played to a pro-Ukrainian rally at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington.
Russia is trying to defeat the freedom of all people in Europe, of all the people in the world. It tries to show that only crude and cruel force matters.
Zelensky earlier accused NATO of cowardice for not providing more military aid to Ukraine. Turkey's President Erdogan has stressed the need for a ceasefire in Ukraine during a telephone call with Russian President Putin. Erdogan's office says that Erdogan called for an improvement to the humanitarian situation in the region. A member of the Ukrainian delegation says peace talks will be held beginning Monday in Turkey. Some good news for drivers, but not much. The Lundberg survey reports the average nationwide price of regular grade gasoline fell 6 cents over the past 2 weeks to $4.37 per gallon after 9 straight weeks of price hikes. Industry analyst Treby Lundberg.
The bottom line for me is that we cannot expect this momentary drop of 6 pennies to continue into the future or be sustained. There's many more reasons for continued price instability, along with extreme global supply tightness.
Lundberg says the war in Ukraine and the effect on the Russian oil market is a significant factor in the volatility. Thousands of Central and Southern California grocery workers have voted to authorize their union to call a strike against several major supermarket chains. About 47,000 workers in more than 500 Ralph's, Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilion stores began voting last week. No strike date was set, and negotiations resume Wednesday. The latest three-year contract expired this month. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden's expected to release a new budget proposal Monday that will call for a wealth tax requiring certain Americans to pay taxes on unrealized capital gains. Fox's Sue Guzman explains.
The president is expected to announce his proposal on Monday. The plan would include a so-called billionaire minimum income tax, a proposal that would tax Americans worth more than $100 million, a minimum of 20%, on not only stated income, but unrealized gains on stock holdings. The tax would reportedly raise up to $360 billion over the next 10 years. According to a fact sheet from the White House Budget Office, it would cut projected deficits by more than $1 trillion over the next decade. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Fire crews in Colorado have gained about 20% containment of a wildfire that forced thousands to flee. Fox's Karen McHugh with the story.
A fast-moving wildfire forced the evacuation of nearly 20,000 residents in the hills south of Boulder, Colorado. The flames are scorching an area not too far from where a fire in 2021 burned 1,000 homes to the ground. An overnight shelter was opened for evacuees. Saturday's fire began around 2 p.m. and burned a protected wildland near the National Center for Atmospheric Research. It's being called the NCAR fire. Just what sparked it, however, is still unknown. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A portion of a Boston parking garage, which was being demolished, collapsed last night, killing a construction worker.
The fire department received a call for a building collapse. We came on scene, a building being demolished. and found that there had been a partial collapse. We found one victim at the bottom of the collapse.
Boston Fire Commissioner Jack Dempsey, the construction worker, was found underneath rubble and was pronounced dead at the scene. A second person was injured. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.